All right, so today I want to talk to you guys about something that happened to me recently. I met this actress on 13 Reasons Why, and we were together, and then we met in another production again. So we became good friends, and we saw each other again. The last time it was when we were working for from which one? I think it was Matrix. So we have seen each other many times. And so we hang around, but suddenly I got an email from her. And she tells me, hey, how are you? I just want to know how you're doing. I had this weird dream with you. There were three actors that were passing by a bridge, and one of them was you. And basically, you guys three die, and then you appear in the newspaper. And I just want to let you know that be careful. So the interesting thing is, that day, maybe she emailed me really early, around 4:54. I do believe in those things. I got to tell you guys that I believe in those things, in super sixth sense, what I call it. It's not superstition. It's like vision. So basically, that happened in the morning, and she said, just be careful, please. I really woke up with this feeling, and I just wanted to write you down, And I said, okay, don't worry. Thank you for letting me know. So around 3 p.m., a friend of mine called me, and he said, Rachel died. And Rachel is a friend of mine who is an actress, too. She was with me in All Day, All Night. We were together the whole crazy night. We met in another film that we were working. And we did a scene in San Francisco at the beach. So we met at the beach. And I just want to talk to you guys because today was her funeral. So we met in this production. It was a late shoot at the beach, and the funny part is the film is still in post-production. They haven't shown it yet. But she's gone. So since when I met her, somebody told me, oh, she's a really popular filmmaker, Filipina filmmaker. And I said, really? But the funny story is that when we met, we just start laughing to each other, and she liked me and I liked her too. So since then, we exchanged phone, and we added each other on Facebook. And then she was invited. She was making these crazy films about depressive and drama, and sometimes I didn't like it. But she always was calling me and saying, hey, Nadia, you want to be this? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. We had a really nice one that she created, but we had this moment at City College when we just start working together, and we finished crying the whole scene. And it's just the indie stuff that we were making. She came to my house so many times, and we just had fun. Every time I remember her, it's just like a lot of funny memories comes to my life and it comes to my memory. So she went in a surgery for cosmetic things, and she couldn't handle the surgery, so they called me that day around 3, and they say, hey, Rachel didn't survive the surgery, she died. And I was like, fuck. And at the moment, I was taking this course with this amazing acting coach from LA that had the opportunity to do Zoom. And it was just like a, it was like a rebirth acting class. So good. So it was pretty intense. It was 5 days, 6 days with him. And he was like a healing process, like rebirth spiritually. And now, of course, I have my other friend who she's dying from cancer. And I don't know how she's gonna go. That I just finished her chemo recently. And she did the week that this lady told me. She just finished her tough chemo, and she did have a really bad reaction. So the funny part is that they called me about my friend, and then I was in this class where I felt like part of me was dying, and another one was really growing, and that day also at night, her husband, my friend who is sick, her husband called me, and he was like, she's really weak right now. And I said, well, listen to her, just praise and good energy for her to heal. But so I called my friend and I say, don't feel sad or don't feel bad about what you're telling me. Honestly, this and this had happened to today. So your dreams were really accurate, and now it's impressive how you and I, we connected, that I was able to send you the message or whatever, or the energy sent through you the message to me. But this has been a really weird year, I think, for everybody. And there are connections that got wrong or bad, and there are connections that have gone better. But, you know, I just want to say the people that appear in your life for a period of time, you just have to feel thankful and let them go or you know, like if it's life reason, like the case of Rachel, I just learned so much from her. And she was somebody who even, it was funny because even in COVID, we did the last thing. She called me because she knew I was always down to help her. Even sometimes I didn't agree with her stuff. I was like, oh my God, Rachel, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I left the production right there because she was so creative, but sometimes it was a little improvised, too much improvisation that I didn't like it. But when we were in COVID, she said to me, hey, record your thing this way and let's see what happened. Send it to me. And I was like, okay. But the funny part about her is that I did like is that she did finish stuff. Like every time she was doing a little thing at the end, you will see a result. And you were like, hey, you know what? It's okay. Like we're learning all. So I got so much from her. She created a character for my friend Warren, who we have been using since he was created. So Warren is a skinny, I think he's Filipino too. He's a Filipino friend of us, and Warren, she told him to dress this way, and Warren, he was so such a good friend of her. So she dressed him like that, and then she called the name of the character, Olga. So we use Olga so many times in other productions. And it was just so funny. That I also used Olga in my YouTube, in Vortex, the one that I'm gonna finish soon. I'm really excited because I got a chance to finish it. And Rachel was gonna be in my film, but that day, that it was the day of her shoot, she was not available. So I escaped from having her there. But well. So I just want to tell you guys, sometimes we don't realize how fast we can lose somebody. And we're just here right now. So if you have somebody around you who you want to talk to, do it. And about this situation, all these things that are going on in the world right now, it's hard for me to talk about it right now. Honestly, I don't think I am in a good place to talk. I want to say so many things, and I don't want to hurt anybody, because I had a lot of friends of mine who are white, who are black, who are cops, and I feel so many mixed feelings, to be honest. I had a lot of mixed feelings. I have a lot of community Latinos who are having oppression, and that's not related what they're talking right now. A lot of kids trafficking. I mean, it's so many stuff right now. The world is crazy, and I just want to say, you know, I feel like the more united we are, the farther we're gonna go as a race, as a human race. The more united we are, the better the world will be. Until we get to that point to realize we need to all work, all of us together. We just have this place right now. And it's crazy how hard it is for humans to work together. You know, I see animals work together. But humans, we... So that's, I don't want to go deep in this topic, but I just want to say, you know, I want to dedicate this to Rachel and for the laugh she gave us, for all her emotional deals she had to do, and everything we saw from her, and things that I didn't realize till she was dead. So that's why she loved me so much, I think. Because deep down, she understood some things that I understood her too. Like everybody, some people didn't like her. And some people were like, oh my God. And I heard people talking things mean to her, but I knew her smile when she saw me. It was just natural, you know. It was just something that I was talking recently, and I posted something on my Instagram about, you know, you're enough to the right person. Like, and I said it in any relationship, because some people, how can I say this? Just for Rachel, it was like that. She saw me and I saw her. I knew she loved me like the way I was, and I didn't need to change anything. I didn't need to pretend or... No, she was there, and she was like, hey, Nadia, You know, and her love for me, I felt he was really honest, you know. So cheers for those people that you don't need to do nothing, because you are like that, and they know you like that, and they accept you like that, and you don't need to change. Like my best friend Karina, we know each other from high school, and we still talk to each other. She's in Miami, and it's just the fact that she knows me so well, and I know her too, and we can be so honest, and you know, it's just a good friendship, good. I don't know why life puts you with things, with people that you feel connected right away, and that's good. So I just wanted to do this for Rachel. And I hope she rests in peace.